this time.
There it is.
Oh, Nikki, you stretched yesterday and I didn't.
Welcome to the Riot Podcast. Welcome to your Friday edition. Due. And hopefully you'll enjoy this one. Includes Beacon Light, first chance to introduce him to Radio U since we have added his new song.
Mm-hmm. Includes Beacon Light. Oh, you know what? This is, before we get into any more of that, everybody make sure you wish Josh a happy birthday. Josh's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, Josh from Radio U.
Yeah, so go ahead and, it's Josh from your spinning class. Of course it's going to be Josh.
Well, I want to make sure, but if they're not familiar with Radio U, maybe you just listen to this podcast.
You know what, guys?
He's one of the DJs at Radio U.
The Riot is attached to a wonderful radio station where great people, where there are people who have birthdays,
yeah.
And Josh's birthday is tomorrow, so wish him a happy birthday. Let's see. In this, Nikki mentioned Beacon Light. We've also got Russian Smoking, Lay's Do Me a Flavor, a lot about the Nintendo Switch, though I cut some of it out, because, you know, if you're not into that, you want to spend a whole forever on that. Also, the reasons why I think we should get a fryer. Yeah, your Christmas light shower. Oh, and I think probably my favorite moments of the morning, the horse Botox in the shirts.
Okay.
So
enjoy the daily podcast while I now go watch John Wick's Symphony of Violence Supercut.
It's pretty great.
So I'm going to go watch that now.
It's pretty great.
We just got the link for that.
It is the Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
I want you to know that Christmas is over. Okay? And I want you to know that
I miss this song.
We miss it too, okay? We do. And if you still have your Christmas lights up, I support you. I do. Now, I took my Christmas lights down.
You were quicker than normal.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I support you keeping your lights up. I don't understand the divide between inside and outside, though, because I support you leaving your lights up, but I would rather that you left your outside lights up and took your inside lights down.
So everybody could enjoy it.
I love driving in because Nikki and I, no matter what time of year it is, always drive in the dark. And so when I see these Christmas lights, it's just like, oh.
But you know what now is, right? And
what?
I noticed it today. I drove past one building where they had lots of lights on their building.
Okay.
And then a couple on the trees. So now what it is they're forgetting certain parts that they haven't taken down.
So they're like little sections.
So the building's done, but it's like, hey, this one tree is still brightly lit, but someone forgot to take the lights down.
That's actually not what I was thinking, but I have seen that.
Yeah, where it's like you're doing it in sections and you've forgotten one.
I feel like people are partially lazy. So they hurry up and take the outside lights down and then leave the inside lights up.
Public
side.
You
know,
so, yeah.
You don't want people to know about what's going on inside. You don't want people to think you're lazy, so you take them down. But I will tell you right now, I don't judge you for leaving your lights up inside. I don't judge you for leaving your lights up outside. But I'll tell you who I'm judging right now. All of the people that bought those star shower lights.
The projectors?
The projectors that just you're like, yeah. Just shine a light on Christmas, whatever. You know, it just puts the little dots up on the house or whatever.
Yes,
okay.
I know what it is.
If that's still on, I'm judging you.
That you can easily take down.
That is some lazy stuff right there, bro. I mean, seriously. Like, you got this thing on your house and it's like, it's just too much to go unplug it. I couldn't unplug it. It's
too
much.
That's a hard one.
It's way too much effort to unplug that thing. So I just can't. I can't. I won't.
I saw them over the weekend at the hardware store for like deep discounted pricing.
Oh, yeah.
So you could get a projector if you wanted.
I still wonder about those. If those are the things that like take off and pretty soon everybody always has them. I saw so many of those this year.
And then no one puts up lights anymore. You just stick that out there.
Or is it one of those things where it's going to last 2, 3, maybe 4 years, and then in 20 years, people are like, oh, yeah, remember those lights that people used to shine on their house because lazy?
We'll have to find out. We'll wait and see.
Again, I just want to say I don't have a problem with those, but I feel like for people that leave their lights up, I think they went back to work. Life is hard. I get it. But if your star shower's still on, I'm like, dude, you are lazy. That is laziness right there.
It's too late in the January to still be doing that.
It is. It's time. All right? It's time.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's your friend Brenda. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, last night, or this morning, depending on where you live, Nintendo announced... Well, I guess they'd already announced the Nintendo Switch, but they brought out the details.
Everything information-wise was supposed to come out yesterday.
So the Nintendo Switch is going to launch on March 3rd in North America.
That's earlier in March than I thought it would be.
I agree with you. $299.
That's about $40, $50 more than we thought it would be.
I really did expect it. Well, okay. Before I saw that Nikkei article, I thought it was going to be $350.
Oh, okay.
And then I actually thought, you know what, $250, that makes a little more sense.
Rumors were starting to go that it would be around $250, which we like better than $300.
Well, we would, so, wouldn't we?
That's why I think we would lean towards that one.
All right, well, let's talk about what comes in the box. You get the main console. You get two controllers, which are those little Joy-Con guys. So you get a Joy-Con right and a Joy-Con left. The Joy-Con grip, which is what those two controllers slide down onto. It's almost like a dock for the controllers. You also get Joy-Con wrist straps, a Nintendo Switch dock, which will hold the main console and connect it to the TV. You get an HDMI cable and an AC adapter. There's also two like variants available, which would be gray Joy-Con controllers or one that has a red and a blue
Joy-Con
controller. So different colors. But you know what? That's a Nintendo tradition. Get some different colors in there. So that's kind of everything. The launch details. You've got Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is a launch title, which is great. The 1-2 Switch, which is a Nintendo game collection where there are a bunch of different activities. Think like Nintendo Land, but this will use the Joy-Con stuff very specifically.
To its advantage.
And then I believe there's also a game called ARMS. No, that's not a launch title. That comes out in spring. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is... You've got Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U, but this is an update to it for the Switch.
This is a big breakfast, the deluxe version, Obi.
Exactly, Nikki. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. He's got more.
That'll be out in April. Then they also showed Splatoon 2, which will be out sometime this summer. Super Mario Odyssey, which of course is the big Mario thing that we were interested in. That's going to be out in the fall, so think Christmas-ish. And then something called Snipper Clips Cut It Together, an action puzzle game, which I actually haven't looked at that yet. So let's see. Any other details on it? It is 6.2 inches is the size of the screen. I'm a little disappointed in the screen size.
Really? Did you want it larger?
I did. I was thinking 8 inches, but maybe I just have big hands. So the iPhone 7 Plus is 5.5 inches.
Yeah.
So it's going to be bigger than that, but I was thinking
not
more...
by much.
Well, yeah, because I really was thinking that it would be about the size of an HD Fire, and those are 8 inches. Well, the HD Fire 8 is, you know what I mean. I was thinking an 8-inch tablet, so 6.2 inches, and they say that the battery will last... it could go up to 6 hours. It'll just depend on the software that you're using.
So that's the Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, I saw somebody saying, and this is unconfirmed, I believe, but like Zelda, for example, would be about a 3-hour playtime before you'd have to plug it in and charge back.
It's not as much as I thought it would be on that, but...
No, but it's one of those things where if you figure it's not Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, like, it's more.
It takes more up involved. A lot more juice than that. So the Nintendo Switch, again, March 3rd, $299. Lots of retailers started their pre-orders already. Someone may have already pre-ordered.
In this room?
In this room.
Did you?
There are a lot of people in this room, though. So.
No. It's just me and you.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, I want to talk about this Nintendo Switch some more.
Yes, gather around.
What did you think about it? You're a tech person, even though you're not really like a new console person. Yeah,
no.
But like, what did you think?
But if I was a gamer, I would be more into Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I do like Mario, but I feel like, and I mentioned this a few days ago, I'm kind of done with consoles, at least at that price point.
So you think for you $300 is
more
a,
tech.
Is a break, like that's too much.
For a console that I would probably not play as often.
Right.
Because a lot of times the games I do play, they're on my phone. If I do spend money, it's on a laptop or if it's on a phone or a watch or something, but not again a console.
I feel like this is geared towards people that aren't us in some ways, like with the portability.
Yeah.
So the idea is like if you ride the bus to school, you know, you can play the Switch.
Not doing that.
But there are lots of people that for their daily commute, they take the bus or the subway or the train or whatever. And so for them, the idea of like, hey, you know what? I could actually play Mario all the way to work today.
Well, that's why I always liked the DS and your phone and stuff, because you're already carrying something like that. Not the $300 will you rob me sort of thing as well. But
I'll have to say, like, if somebody was driving me in every morning, I could see myself squeezing in 15 minutes of Zelda.
If you're Ubering in every day
with
your chauffeur.
I could totally see that, which I think would make this seem a little more exciting. I'm just concerned they have very few games that they said were going to be available the day it comes out.
At the start, sure. And you got to go out with, you got to go out strong.
And they talk about third-party support, and they showed a couple of games, a lot of which are already available on other consoles, which is like, I mean, not all of them, but some of them. And so $300 plus if you want to get Zelda Breath of the Wild. So that's an extra, what, $60 unless you buy some collector's edition. So now we're up to $360. And then do you want to get their Pro Controller? Which I didn't see a price, but I believe it's $60 or even $70. So now we're actually up over $400 before you've got everything. So it, like, that's a very expensive proposition. And I will tell you, I pre-ordered mine almost on Reflex.
It was like nighttime movie.
It was. Well, here's what I thought. I did the same thing with the PlayStation 4. I pre-ordered a PlayStation 4 as soon as they announced it. Like, as soon as they were like, we announce it, and I hit Amazon pre-order, because with Amazon, you don't have to pay for it till it ships.
Yeah.
And so my thought was, like, you know what? I'm just going to be one of the first people to get with the pre-order, and I've got months to figure out whether or not I actually want it. And so that I did the same thing last night, rolled over like, pre-order Switch.
Go back to bed, and now in the morning, you're like, what did I do?
Well, now in the morning light, I'm kind of looking at it like,
But you have until March. You're fine.
That's my thought. It's like, I have some time to decide whether or not I want this, but I'll have to admit, I feel like it is not.
Morning Obi is more reasonable.
He is a little more reasonable. Well, in fairness, nighttime Obi didn't even see it.
He didn't even know.
It was a blind buy. So I got time to figure that out. I will tell you, it looks cool, but I don't know if it looks that cool.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
Let's talk about one more thing that plugs in that we should buy. Now, there is a standing rule at Radio U that we're not allowed to have a fryer.
Okay, like a deep fryer. We're like, wouldn't that be great if we made our own chicken fingers?
Right.
We had dreams of like chicken fingers and cheese sticks and all this stuff. And
just about anything you can think of.
We can't have a fryer here. We have a break room. We have a kitchen. We have an oven. That barely makes it through.
Mm-hmm.
The toaster, the coffee maker, all that stuff.
Nikki and I really live under a harsh regime.
We do. They don't let us have certain things.
Can't have a fryer. Look, I have found a 2-liter fryer on sale right now.
Okay.
What do you... Okay. When you think about a fryer, let's say there are no rules. Let's say it's Thunderdome in here.
Sure.
All right. What do you think you're paying for a fryer?
Well, I don't know. Maybe $40?
All right. This is like a professional style basket fryer.
Oh, one of those?
Like, lower the basket.
A couple $100 then? I don't know.
I could get you into one of these for $16.88.
$16?
And 88 cents.
For a fryer?
For a fryer.
Now, here's why I don't want to get one. And even at home, and I don't know if anybody else has a fryer. I don't know what to do with the oil stuff.
I think you drain it out, right? Do you?
No, I think you leave it in there.
Well, sometimes you do.
So I don't know when the switchover would happen or...
Well, you need to find a friend that's got a biodiesel. And then every once in a while, you just go over and pour it in.
And take some of that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. Can you imagine the power...
That we would have?
That you would have to be able to fry whatever you want.
We also don't cook a lot here, so maybe it is better we don't.
Well, my thing... Okay, you got to think about this. Most restaurants you go to, almost everything that you end up getting, it just comes out of a frozen bag and put in a fryer.
Yeah, you
and
put it in there.
That's even the fancy restaurants that you go to.
And I assume a lot of that is just to get rid of some of the germs, too. It's just a quick little deep fry bath.
Well, see, here's my thought is that you and I just head over to the local grocer, the Piggly Wiggly, and we grab ourselves a bunch of stuff out of the frozen food section.
Dip it in.
Ta-da! Restaurant-style meals in the break room.
Without us having to cook. Well, we're going to fry it, but we're not having to put it, assemble it.
Right.
We're not allowed to, though.
The other thing I've thought about, and I don't know if you've explored this space, but, you know, we have these two windows off the studio. What do you think about converting one of these windows to a door and building a Three Seasons room out there?
It could be. Could we put the fryer there?
And we could put the fryer there.
And the Coke Freestyle machine.
Put the Coke Freestyle machine, put a grill. And I mean, if you figure, and then I'll just walk out during breaks, check on things. We set up a nice, I like to use an Alexa unit from Amazon for a kitchen timer. And just say like, Alexa, set timer 10 minutes.
And then we would take a break during the song.
Absolutely.
I just worry about the fire aspect of it.
But it would be in the Three Seasons room, and we would obviously have to have a fire extinguisher on hand.
Just in case. I don't know. There's also a parking lot there. I'm just not sure if we could build out into that. Mm. That's the main way in.
Oh, no, not that's not.
Well, it's nobody for people parks that over turn there. Around. Yeah, they do. Some people do.
Yeah.
You, if it's going to be
not the kind of people we care about.
If that's going to be your pet project, you just let me know.
Hey, listen, I feel like a conversation with the right person, and all of a sudden, we're in Fry City.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps, or you come in late, or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Let's talk about you getting sick. That's what it is. That's what I was talking about. If you live in a part of the country where the temperature goes way up and then back down and then up.
Up and then down.
And then down.
It's a roller coaster weather.
Now, people always say, like, I've been getting sick and it's because of the weather. And I always think stuff like, sure, I know that's true. I don't know why, but it is true. The up and down temperature, something, something, it makes you... I know what you're saying.
Well, I think it would be hard on your body to have such varying levels of temperatures outside, so I would think that that would be something possible.
Well, I thought something similar, that it had more to do with it being hard on your body, and that may still be true, but researchers in Sweden at Sahlgrenska University Hospital have just done a study that is... This is fascinating. Okay, temperature's up. You're sneezing. You're giving off your germs and viri and all that stuff into the air. So here's what happens. All those little droplets that you're sneezing and everything, they settle onto surfaces.
Yeah.
But when the temperature drops, especially when it drops suddenly, the humidity in the air also drops very quickly. As a result, that dry air begins to draw moisture from surfaces. As that moisture from surfaces is drawn back into the air to compensate for the lack of humidity, guess what goes with it?
So goes the germs.
All them sneezes and them runny noses and the wiping that you've done and whatever that has settled on those surfaces. Back up into the air.
That's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
That is.
And so that is literally one of the reasons you think it's hard on your body, and there may be some...
Well, it might be causing stress on your body to then make you more susceptible the germs that are now floating in the atmosphere.
But germs that are at rest on a surface get pulled back into the air.
And it's weird, too, because sometimes you're like, no one around me is sick. Why did I get this?
How did I get this?
Why do I have this? And it could be... Maybe someone else was around, but it just got to you.
It went flying through the air and just happened to randomly land on you. So, I don't know. I think the answer to this really is, if there's a sudden change in temperature, you should probably just stay home.
Just to make sure. Better safe than sorry.
And to be clear, I don't have the exact parameters. So, is 10 degrees enough? Does it take 20 or 30 degrees? I don't know, but... I will tell you that I know what it's like to live in an area where it's like 60. We met 20. I mean 70, 35. Like,
you bring your whole wardrobe in your car just in case you need to put a coat on, get your flip-flops on, put shorts on, put your ski jacket on.
It's all about layers, Nikki.
You have to layer every day.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
I just want to let everybody know that I will not be singing at the inauguration.
Okay, good to point that out.
It's become the new celebrity thing where everybody's like, just to let you know, I won't be performing. And what I love is, I think a lot of these people aren't even invited. It's just the thing
to
come
out
and say,
like,
hey, I just want to let you know. And then the news picks it up, and every other news story is like, this person you've never heard of, not singing at the inauguration. This person you've never heard of,
not singing
at the inauguration. I'm looking at that going, guess who isn't performing? Like 150 million different Americans. So why is it news when somebody's like, I ain't at the inauguration? Because we all want to get our say in. So I just wanted to be one more celebrity, because you guys know I'm a huge celebrity. So somebody write a news article about me. Not a nude article that's been written.
That is not it.
That's not news. You got to pay for that. If you want my nude article, there's money involved.
That's a whole other show.
But go ahead and write that news article. DJ you've never heard of.
Yes,
not performing at the inauguration.
DJ that you might not have heard of who does not perform is not performing.
You don't need that detail.
Well, I thought that was important.
No, you don't need that detail. These people aren't giving that detail. They're not out. I just am saying, like,
well, they go like, singer such and such is not.
Then DJ such and such.
Then they're going to think you're like another type of DJ.
We get it.
Yeah, not like a radio DJ. Radio DJ. Obi is not performing.
Stop trying to convey too much truth and detail in this. What I want you to do
is lie.
Print what I told you. DJ you've never heard of, not performing at inauguration.
Let's start that news.
That is, all of that's true. Everything in that statement is true.
Okay.
So I don't need this fact-checking nonsense coming along trying to clear my news story.
Is this your little trip into the fake news?
It's not fake. Like, that is not fake. That is a true statement.
I know it is, but
there is a difference between clear and understandable and fake. All right. It's not fake. It's not clear and understandable, but it's also not fake.
Okay.
And that gray area is where you and I need to live, Nikki. That's where we're going to be.
Sure.
Plus, here's the thing I was thinking. I feel like the way a lot of these celebrities you've never heard of getting out there like, well, I'm not performing at the inauguration. That's a great way to get press. So I was thinking, if I went out and made a huge statement, you know, maybe had a press conference and whatever and said, hey, I just want to let everybody know I'm not going to be performing at the inauguration. Perhaps that could help put us on the map some more.
Yeah, give us some more press.
Like, a lot of people are like, wow, he's not performing at the inauguration. I'm going to buy his album. He doesn't have any. Okay, well, I'm going to check out his show.
Okay, he does have that.
I'm going to download the Radio U app. It's free, and they have a daily podcast? Wow.
Oh, gosh.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Anybody else feel like you could use a little more coffee this morning? Me too.
We have a big pot of old coffee from yesterday. Because I went in, I was like,
that sounds delicious.
I went into the break room when I got here, and I was like, what is that smell? And then I realized it seemed like a very strong, strong, strong coffee.
Okay.
Left out just to hang out in the coffee pot.
That sounds terrible.
So if you want it, I'm sure just a little reheat action and it's right there.
Is it Jack Daniel's coffee, Nikki?
It seemed like tar, actually.
Because I now only drink Jack Daniel's coffee.
Jack Daniel's coffee?
Yeah.
Is it just coffee?
I need a little something extra in my coffee. It actually is just coffee.
Creamer?
Yesterday.
Is that what you need? We're innocent people.
You know what? If that's what you want to call it, Grandpa needs a little cough syrup in his coffee.
A little creamer action.
You know, something to just help it out.
Yeah.
It's strong, guys.
I like the sweet Italian creamer. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, how about a little shot of whiskey in there? World of Coffee has just teamed up with Jack Daniel's to debut Tennessee Whiskey Coffee. It's a morning drink with the taste of whiskey.
Is this AM ale?
But none. What's AM Ale? I don't even know what that is.
That old joke. Wasn't that an SNL thing? AM Ale? Like, you know, oh, beer, yeah, in the morning?
You're absolutely right.
It's like your whiskey coffee in the morning.
And if I was willing to lower myself to Hulu, I could watch that
Don't do it. It's old. It's okay. Fine.
All right. Well, this would kind of be that. It's actually the taste of whiskey, they say, but none of the alcohol for the coffee. You know what? Okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I can honestly tell you I've never had Jack Daniels, but I just imagine that if I was going to subject.
Yay!
That's a hard word.
We got it.
If I was going to subject myself to the flavor of Jack Daniels, I feel like I better get something for it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So I'm not putting it in my coffee.
Oh, so, well, the caffeine will still give you an effect.
No, I know. And I know that lots of people put whiskey in coffee. I hope not in the morning, guys.
If
but this is a chance for you that you're like, you know what? I want whiskey so bad.
No, it's like the was it last week we talked about the shower gel made
shower
from beer?
Shower beer.
How it's a thing you can
it's
drink
not gel,
it.
It's beer.
It's beer, but you can use it
as... You can
also
have conditioner.
Like you can wash your hair with it and stuff. And I feel like there comes to a point where it's a warning sign.
Yes.
It's a little like those little warning bells are ringing.
It's like everything you're doing, you're like, you know what? There isn't anything that would help this, like the taste of alcohol.
Yes, yeah. Like you know your toothpaste.
Early in the morning, I need some whiskey in my coffee.
Yeah, just
after my shower beer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as Nikki said, now, you know, a little bit of vodka flavored toothpaste, and then maybe get yourself a screwdriver on your way out the door. I'm sorry, a dew driver. That's what I meant. I meant a dew driver. That's what I meant.
It's like you've got the Jaeger deodorant or all that stuff. It gets you worry.
You might have a problem.
No, I mean, no one said that. No one's saying it out loud, but you got to look for those little warning signs.
Those little things. Little something that's...
And we already have a problem with coffee as it is. I just hate to bring in two issues.
Well, that's a good point, too. You're like, you know what? I can't get enough coffee, and now I have to have whiskey-flavored coffee.
So, just, again...
Now I have two problems.
We care, so I don't like to see another door open if it's going to be a problem.
Holy crap, this coffee is expensive. $22 for 8 ounces? Not even like a bag. Like
eight
a bag
ounces?
Is usually 10 to 12 ounces. This is 8.
You're paying for the name. So.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things like that. Like that, you get yourself a Radio U snapback or beanie, you're paying for the name.
Whatever, don't put us in that category. Ours is cheaper than the coffee. It's reasonable.
Actually.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Nikki, I have two important...
I was just stretching and it... I was... Sorry.
It looked like you were raising your hand like really high. Like,
okay.
No, pick me! No, pick me!
I was stretching, and normally when you stretch, I have both hands up, and I was
there was a
like,
one-handed stretch.
But I was still working. I have to push buttons,
yeah.
So I was working with my left hand. My right arm was stretching, and then my left arm was going to join in a second. So that's what that was.
Do you need to keep your right hand down and then
like
stretch
it,
with your left?
No, I feel like the moment's gone. I'm good.
Now.
I'll try it later.
All right. I have two questions I need to ask you.
Yeah.
One, would you inject collagen from dead horses into your face to look younger?
Yuck and no.
No.
No, I would not.
That's just a flat no?
No, that's a blanket across that whole entire board, no.
All right, so we can just go ahead and close the story then?
Well, I'm interested in hearing about it.
I haven't read anything about it. I just saw the headline and I was like, oh, I should ask Nikki if she wants dead horse collagen.
Fillers? No, I would not like that.
Fillers? Wait, is that what's in meatballs?
No, I think that's the word for it, fillers. People inject stuff to fill in their face.
No,
fillers.
That's, I see that on like meat stuff all the time where they're like,
it's not that.
Chicken breast, no fillers.
No, it's fillers. You know, like Botox and stuff.
Yeah, but this is horse Botox. And besides, the horse is already dead. It's not like you killed it.
Okay. I don't even want to dissect this problem because it's weird.
You get glue and Botox stuff.
And Jell-O.
And Jell-O.
That's all you get from...
You're using all the parts of the buffalo, but it's a horse.
Oh, no, no, no.
What?
I don't think I would be comfortable with that.
Okay. Here's the other question I have for you, completely unrelated.
Sure.
Did I already wear this shirt this week?
No, you did not. not. No.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Because during one of the songs, Nikki and I went out there and...
Did you have like deja vu?
I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, bro, you already wore that shirt this week. And I'm like, I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either.
And I gotta tell you, don't remember. No, and I really
don't
remember.
Well, did you
do
your laundry during the week? Like, you're supposed to do it at the end of the week, so then you know you hit a new cycle.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know if I did. Did I?
Hey, no judgment here. It doesn't bother me.
Okay. I mean, like, there are other people that would judge me, but since you're the only one around.
No, you're fine.
I really don't remember.
And his shirt is hard to be able to tell. I see mostly his chest up.
Right,
because,
so you don't see this part of the shirt.
The design on the shirt is below the chest.
It's a Charlie Brown.
Yeah, it's a Charlie Brown, like the zigzag sort of outline on
but
the bottom
skulls
of the
in it.
Shirt. And so I can't really tell.
Okay. All right. Well, I've really got to start taking those pictures.
You got to do your, what
daily
is it?
Selfie?
No, outfit of the day.
Yeah.
OOTD?
Yeah, just hashtag that and then selfie every day.
Perfect. Which, I'm sure you guys would love to see what his outfit is.
Wouldn't you guys like to get a good look every day?
Like, it's another t-shirt and jeans.
Actually.
And a hoodie.
You should follow
That's him. What we always wear, t-shirt, right. Jeans, and hoodies.
You should follow him. Oh, well, some days I wear flannel. Just to be
when
clear,
you branch out,
when I'm dressing it up a little bit.
That's the dress up days, if you have a meeting.
Nikki and I had an off-site meeting Wednesday, and I was like, gosh, at least wear a flannel so people know that you know how a button works.
Yes.
Okay, look, it's got a collar. It's cool, man.
We're fine.
No big deal. You guys should follow me on Instagram, though, because I did my first Instagram story yesterday,
yeah,
finally.
I was proud of you for that.
And then I think you'll find that this morning's photo is very insightful. There is a cinnamon roll in the break room that says, eat me. And I wasn't sure if it
not
was
not in
like,
a rude way either,
well,
but like really
saying.
Wants you to
I was
eat
like,
you.
Is this thing rude or suicidal? And I'm not sure. Anyway.
There was a lot going on during these last couple of minutes. A lot.
Let's get focused, guys.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
In the United States, smoking is a problem. So there are all sorts of government initiatives and initiatives
programs.
Of other kinds to get people to stop smoking, to not start smoking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's still out there. If you want to smoke, you're free to go ahead and kill yourself, I guess, slowly by cigarettes. But you can still go buy cigarettes if you want to. In Russia, as you can imagine, they have a slightly
more relaxed
different
approach. I feel
really,
it's relaxed.
Historically, is that how you feel
I
they
feel
are?
I feel like it is.
They're a little more relaxed
yes,
about that?
Yes.
That's a negative, Nikki. Negative Nikki.
Aww.
We haven't talked about her in a while.
Well, I've tried to be positive
you
this year.
You should be nastier. We'll start next week.
I could be nasty Nikki or negative Nikki.
Nasty Nikki has connotations.
It's okay, fine.
We're going to come up. We need some more.
On.
Can't say that either. Okay. We need more synonyms that begin with N.
Yeah.
No, adjectives.
If it's smoking thing, nicotine Nikki. We're talking about smoking.
If you want to know the truth, Nikki's real name is Sarah. Nikki is actually the nickname we gave her because of all the nicotine she
is
takes
that
in.
It? Yeah.
All right, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
Nicotine gum, smoking. I'm going to call you Nikki. And it just stuck.
We went with it.
It just stuck.
So what's it with Russia?
Russia is toying with, now they haven't done it yet, but they've been toying with some legislation that would basically not allow anyone born after 2014 to buy cigarettes. So
like even when they get old enough or
exactly
is that the age you can buy cigarettes at this point?
No,
very young.
They're saying that if you're born after 2014, so the idea is
it'll stop it.
Basically, you'll eventually die off, smokers, because they are basically saying you're not going to be allowed to smoke.
Okay.
So born at 2000, if you were born in 2013, you can buy them cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only four, but knock yourself out. Get yourself something nice, kid. But it'll never be legal for someone born after 2014 to buy cigarettes.
I'm surprised. I guess I assumed they would be fine with smoking.
Really?
But maybe that's just the
Nikki,
2014 and older crowd.
If you joined the party, you can smoke. But
yeah, like I'm waiting
no,
for the asterisk.
Really have that.
Like, is it except for these Russia cigarettes where you're allowed to have these, but their health sticks? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's something else missing from what they're saying.
So the concern they're having is they say if you ban it, then it will give rise to an enormous black market.
Sure.
If they're not allowed
and
to buy
cigarettes.
And you should
take a look at the liquor black market there, because that's dangerous. So I can only assume what they would do with cigarettes.
It's not illegal to buy.
No, just because it's so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Then what else are what else people drink?
Oh.
To make it happen. So
that's... All of that sounds scary.
It is. It is
all
very
of that
scary.
Sounds scary.
So I could just assume what people would think. No, okay, you don't give me a cigarette. This is what I'll smoke.
You know, to me, this concerns me not so much about smoking, but like, when do we start passing laws against people that eat Doritos?
Yeah, oh,
or
it's
French
coming
fries.
Soon. Yeah, eventually it'll
you know
be.
What? Those French fries will kill you. So everyone born after 2014, it's illegal to buy French fries.
And that's a dark day, guys. A very dark day.
Talk about dystopia. Like, here, all the kale you want. No, this can't be.
That's what people will smoke then.
Pinching myself. Wake up. Wake up.
They're just doing that.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
You know, we've had the privilege of spending some good one-on-one time with a Mr. Beacon Light.
Before, but not on air for Radio U.
Not on Radio U.
He's been featured on Radio U TV before.
It's true. And Nikki and I took him out for salads.
A little salad bar.
Because we're hardcore like that.
That's right.
Mr. Beacon Light on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good.
Happy
How are you?
Friday.
Yes, to you as well. How are you doing?
Good, man. I was in Nashville this week, and it's been a good one, man. I just finished my studio in the basement, so I'm ready. I'm ready. There's so many things happening.
He's well, ready to go.
Let's just back up and unpack this a little bit.
Okay, let's start with Nashville.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like giving you bullet points with no description right now.
So normally people go to Nashville to go to a studio to record, but were you going to Nashville to get stuff to bring back for your studio?
Hot chicken.
Ooh, chicken. No, No, actually, I was in Nashville with Compassion International,
okay.
And so they were training me for some speaker stuff, and it was really good. And I was hanging out with them down there, and then I've been working on a studio at my house. So I recorded actually all my vocals for Haters, Oh Lord, all those songs that were on my new project at my house. Anyways, and I had like a vocal booth and stuff upstairs. But we're having a new baby in March, which is pretty awesome. A little girl, another girl. So,
So you've been put to the basement.
Right, so she's stealing my room, so I had to make a room downstairs. But it's nice because it's all soundproofed and stuff, so now I'm going to be able to record into the wee hours in the morning without waking anyone up.
Aww, yeah. Nice.
Do you ever become concerned that someone would break into your house and like be beating you or something and you'd be screaming for help, but you're in your soundproof
room?
If they
broke into
and then no one will know.
Yeah. No one would
like,
hear
oh,
it.
Oh my goodness, we found Beacon. He was all bruised in the basement.
And, like, it was soundproof.
We couldn't hear him.
Well, I'd be more afraid someone could lock the door on you, and then you would be shut in there forever, and then they'd find you years later. So just make sure that you can get a way out with even if someone were to lock you in.
Yeah, yeah. I'd make sure I have that escape hatch, you know.
Just in case.
Well, yep. And make sure you secure the escape hatch so someone doesn't use the escape hatch to get in and then beat you in
Maybe
your soundproof room.
Maybe don't have a door, and I know that means it won't be soundproof, but just for safety reason.
Yeah, no door for safety
We're
reason.
We like you, Beacon. We don't want you to go away.
Oh, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
I just want
life insurance for me.
Yeah, right.
Well, I just want to make sure that you've considered all the contingencies that could come up in this soundproof environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's real. Or like, you know, my daughter, you know, when she gets older, she takes her little sister down there when she's mad at her and then beats her.
Puts her in there.
I'm just joking.
All right,
hopefully
well,
that never happens.
And hopefully not. I don't like that example.
And they come upstairs like, Dad, she was beating me.
Oh, but you
me.
Like the example of me.
You? Yeah,
me
we're grown-ups. We
That's
can
fine.
Handle it. It's fine.
I didn't hear anything. Obviously nothing happened. I don't see what the big deal is. So, Beacon, you've got your
this
studio
now. This is Beacon
now.
Light, by the way.
You're working on some new music. What are you doing in that studio?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, it's basically just getting started. But I have a lot of stuff that's kind of been piling up as far as, like, writing goes. And so I've been writing some songs with there's a guy named Tommy Prophet. He produced a lot on NF stuff. And he produced a lot of my last album, not on Lit, but the one before that. It was called Open Eyes. And so he is from my town, and so we made some songs together, and they've been being considered for some sync licensing and, like, placements in movies and stuff. And so I actually just had a song that was up for it. This one wasn't going to be released because it doesn't really fit my style as an artist. But, like, it was up for placement for the Spider-Man trailer.
Ooh.
Crazy. But then they denied it.
Aww.
But
darn.
They liked it. But they liked it.
At least that's an opening into that world, because for an artist, if you can get a couple of placements in TV or movies and stuff, that really is helpful.
Yep. So right now I'm working on some stuff like that, and it's been cool because it's kind of shaping some stuff, because I'm going to be doing some public school tours next year. And so I have to have some songs that kind of cross over into those environments well, and placements are perfect for that, because I'm basically writing still with, you know, conviction for my faith, but mm-hmm. not in a way that's overt necessarily, you know. And so it's been cool. It's been cool to experience that. So I've been doing that, and then excited to just work on my personal music as well, to kind of throw into the mix. And
nice.
Yeah, man. It's going to be fun.
So now you were saying you were being considered for Spider-Man trailer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What people could do is maybe go to the Spider-Man trailer and be like, you know, that was an awesome trailer, but
the soundtrack just didn't really fit it very
have
well.
Have you ever heard of Beacon Light? It could have been even better.
So much better.
Maybe that's a way to help support today and just leave a comment.
Here we go. Get those comments flowing.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll arrow it up and they'll see it, and then they'll have you on the next one.
Right. It was kind of a bummer because Spider-Man's actually my favorite superhero too.
Oh,
so like,
yeah.
That'd be like ultimate. Like, I oftentimes actually have dreams that I'm Spider-Man.
Nice.
I would say maybe 2 to 3 times a year.
Oh,
I have a dream that I'm Spider-Man.
That's fantastic. You know, I mean,
I don't want to unpack that.
Here's what I think.
Well, I think I know why it happened.
Sure.
Oh, wait. Don't
but
tell
I'll
us.
I'll let Obadiah do his thing on why he thinks it happened.
No.
What do you think?
The only thing I was going to say is that if he's admitting to having that dream 2 to 3 times a year, that means 2 to 3 times a week, actually.
He's just spacing it out to make it sound better.
Yeah, he's trying to make it sound like it's not weird. So, dude, why do you have your Spider-Man dream?
Well, I think I have it because there's something in me where, like, I don't know if, like, you know, it's the desire to not get punched in my dream with hand-to-hand combat. Spider-Man has this, like, kind of long-distance power. So I consistently have this thing where I'll either be, you know, because people are either, like, in their dreams, they're either, like, fighting or flying or, like, running away from something. And so usually I'm swinging away from, like, a bad guy and trying to get away, and my web won't always work. You know,
mm-hmm.
like kind of like to the web cartridge days, you know, it's not just the stuff that's built inside of you.
Yeah.
And then I have this like reoccurring moment where from like a long distance away, I'll just shoot the suit of the web and grab a hold of him, and I'll like whip my arm around and smash him up and down on the floor and the ceiling.
Yeah, right.
And basically
okay.
crush him from long distance.
So you don't have to get up close.
Now, if you're just joining
us. So
that
I don't have to get dirty, you know, I'm just like, I'm just out here, bro. Like.
If you're just joining us, this is Beacon Light, and that was his Spider-Man dream.
It was.
Not actual fighting.
See, Beacon, what I think you're having that Spider-Man dream for is because you feel like things keep coming into your life that you can't hang on to. And if you if you had sticky hands like that, you'd be able to hold on to the things you want to keep.
That's deep.
Dude. Yeah, the Lord is speaking through these Spider-Man.
You take that one. You can have it.
It's time to journal, man. Just explore that space. Just explore that
That'll
space.
That'll lead to some songs, right?
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Well, Beacon, we are glad to have a chance to talk to you today. I hope you don't get beaten up in your soundproof room.
I know. What if you have the dream tonight? Because you talked about it.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
I had a dream I was Spider-Man, but the vulture was killing me in my soundproof room and nobody knew.
Yeah, it all ties in.
So, dude, it's been good talking to you, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys, too.
Right, hang on.
Hang tight.
Beacon Light.
Yes, you can check out 2 music videos from him if you check out Radio U TV. RadioU.TV if you want to check out his music videos as well.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
I'm not really what you would call an introvert, in case you guys haven't picked up on that. Sometimes people, when they're doing their job, like in radio, you'll be a huge extrovert on the radio, and then when you get out in public, you're like, nobody look at me, I'm quiet.
That's me.
Yeah,
that's this side of the table, but you are perfectly fine with everybody staring.
I'm just like, everyone look at me now!
But he's not in the other way where sometimes people do that.
Yeah.
Like to get a rush out of or something. You're just perfectly comfortable being you, which happens to be a little bit louder.
Yeah. Just happens. I talk loud. That's the way it is. But I understand. I have, what's funny, as an extrovert, a lot of my friends are introverts. I don't know why. I guess I'm just drawn to quiet people. And if you want to be honest, sometimes I find my loudness really annoying. Sometimes when I hear my voice on the radio, I'm like, oh gosh.
It's me.
Please shut up. Would you just stop talking?
But you fill the role if someone is an introvert. And so at least that's maybe you're the getting out of their shell.
Yes,
like
I'm
they
helping.
Just let you do that.
So here's where I'm at. Yeah, you find yourself as an introvert, like you really wish that people would just leave you alone. Well, I have found something on Instructables.com. It's kind of a DIY site if you want to make your own things. And on this, there are instructions for you to make your very own leave me alone sweater. Have you seen one of these, Nikki?
I have not.
Basically, what it does is it enables you to add a large, kind of like, think about a zip hoodie. But what if it closed your face off to the entire world?
Nice.
See it right there?
I see it.
So that's a chance where you're just like in public and you're like, gosh, would people just shut up? I just want to be left alone. Boom.
The problem is this is not made by a true introvert. This is drawing attention to yourself if you wear the sweater.
No. But the thing is that it gives you a chance to, they can keep trying to get your attention, but you're like, mm-mm.
You're not going to do that, though. Again, it'll draw attention to you. If you were to zip yourself into the sweater in order to take a break from somebody, you would just leave.
So what you're saying is, once again, this is a case
showy.
Of an extrovert completely misunderstanding what it's
really like
to
be
an
introvert. 100%.
I can see that.
Yeah, like I'm not, if I feel a little anxious, like there's too much going on around me and I want to have a moment, I'm not going to wear this thing.
You're not.
No.
Or you're going to go in the bathroom and cry?
No.
Just close, lock the door.
But that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Well, just have a good cry. You got to get it out.
A weep. Just a nice weep.
Yeah.
No, but I would go and have a quiet space or something.
I like this. Zip your head up. You look like, actually, if you want to know what I think they look like, does anybody remember the Zandozans from Last Starfighter?
It's you and your examples.
That's what it looks like to me.
A what? A Zanderzan?
Zandozan.
Zandozan?
They're those bounty hunters that are able to disguise themselves as people. So when Alex Rogan, they sent a beta unit down to Earth while he was up defending the frontier, and they sent the Zandozan, and I feel like that's what it looks like.
Boy, I Googled that, and that is weird.
Yeah, it's weird looking, right?
Yes, it is.
It's more the shape. I mean, it's obviously
not
the color.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm going to click out of that and just, there, you can find this if you want to.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm coming from. Obscure sci-fi references. Everybody gets them. Everybody's like, yeah, brah. Like, I totally get that 80-year-old movie that you're referencing.
Almost like you make it a game. And I can't play.
Yes, you can. With the help of Google, you're in.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
You know what we need? What about a steak donut? No. Yeah, steak donut chip. Like
chip?
Potato chip.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be the flavors?
Yeah, sure, why not?
That'd be kind of eclectic. The donut part.
You don't... Well, I just something to think about if you want to...
A steak, donut, chip, potato chip?
You don't want to... You're not feeling it?
Well, flavor-wise?
Yeah.
A steak and a... Well, is that like the Krispy Kreme hamburger sandwich or something?
Mm.
It'd be similar to that taste if you've ever had one of those.
Mm. Well, Lay's is back, and they think that while the steak donut chip may not be the big winner...
I think across the board that might not.
Do Us a Flavor is back. You actually go to dousaflavor.com, and it's your chance to tell Lay's which flavor you think they should be making.
Other
and
contest.
So you submit flavors. What's different about this is you don't actually have to like make the chip. You can just submit the idea. So here is Erin. She says black bean and blue cheese.
I hate blue cheese.
Really?
Oh,
I love blue cheese.
I don't understand it and do not enjoy it.
Boy, you know, I feel like this is the first time you and I have come up on something that
I don't
like that a lot of people like that you don't.
Nope, no blue cheese.
Okay, vanilla milkshake and fries.
That's actually good. It's like if you dip a French fry in a Frosty.
Yep. I know a lot of people that like that. I don't think it's bad. I just don't find that to be particularly good. Like, it's never really done much for me. But that, I think, is a good idea. So here are some of their other ideas. And again, these are all user submitted, and you could
just add your own.
Skinny bites, pork skins.
Yeah.
Bacon, macaroni, and cheese, but they already have one of those, mm-hmm. or they did one. Chipped cheese, beef on toast.
Cheese pizza.
Okay.
That could be good. Like a garlicky sort of garlic toast, cheese covered, that'd be good.
Yeah, and then you'd need like, what would that, what is that, oregano or like whatever that thing is that's on pizza?
Yes, yes.
Maybe a little bit of garlic or something. You could make a good chip there. But if you have an idea for a chip combo, and I love this, you don't have to actually make it. You just have to give them a name and you could win $1 million.
And then this is the one where they pick some of them and then we vote on them when they actually produce them.
That or they have five ideas already in the bag.
And, just, and then you just, you're jumping in on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're doing a contest. Sure, whatever.
Ooh, a miso garlic. That might be good.
Mm, no, it's not.
Like blue cheese good?
It's definitely not blue cheese good. Oh. I can tell you that right now.
All right, well, I'll look at the flavors.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So basically, I'm catching up on some of last year's what I call indie releases, but Double Fine is not exactly an indie studio. I played a game called Headlander. It's available on Steam. It's available on the Xbox One. It's available on the PS4. And Nikki, in the future...
Yes?
You're the last human alive.
Uh-oh.
There's one problem. You're just a head. You see, in the future, everyone uploads their minds to robot bodies so they can live forever and just have a good time.
So you can change the bodies out, but, you know, you just use your head?
Well, somebody wakes you up from your slumber and you're just a head. And what... The kind of hook of the game is that you have a little kind of like rocket on the bottom of your head so you can fly your head around and you can land on bodies. And as you land on bodies, and they're all robot bodies, you get the abilities of the body that you land on. It's what they call a Metroidvania style game. And so what Headlander does is you'll play through an area and then you'll get a new robot body and go back to that area and you'll unlock new things in that area. So it ends up with you running around a lot, getting new abilities, going back to where you were. Doesn't have, like, it has shooting in it, but it's not really an action game. It's kind of more of an adventure game. So what I liked about Headlander, the aesthetic is really cool. Think early 70s science fiction, lots of fluorescent lights, Google Space 1999. It looks kind of like that, but in it cooler. Like, it really, really does look cool. And overall, I thought the gameplay was clever. Moving your head from body to body is easy. Moving the head around is easy. It just works really well. I thought the mechanics played out really well. Now, what I didn't like about Headlander is this. I think we all have a friend that thinks, like, innuendo is the best joke.
Oh, really?
So it's...
The game relies heavily on that.
The game is one long that's what she said joke. That is the whole game. Like, every single joke in the game is like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I laughed a couple times, but after a while, it was like, okay, this really isn't that funny, guys. Of course, humor is subjective.
Sure.
So, for some people, it might be like, Michael Scott is the funniest man, and that's a funny joke. That's what she said, right?
But it's hard when that's like, the only thing in the game.
It is a one-note joke, for sure. The other thing is, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but the idea that you're alive, but it's only your head, that's kind of gross.
You don't really want to think about that.
In the middle of all that humor and the bright lights and the fun-looking stuff, there's this really weird body horror element wrapped up in it where I'm just like, I actually think this is a little disgusting. But I don't think you're supposed to think about that. I think you're supposed to just go with it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it got to me. So it's Headlander. I picked it up on sale for about $10. It was about worth
right.
$10. Yeah.
Maybe eight.
You know what?
Five to eight.
Even though I feel like the game itself, like I said, it looked and played really well, mm-hmm. It didn't really grab me all that much. So again, it's out there. PC, Xbox One, PS4. No, I definitely kept my head through the proceedings, Nikki. Hey, remember Riot Control, you can subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to hear more about Nintendo's new console, we've got all those details spelled out today on our Facebook page, Radio U Riot.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.